O'Neill is there in her capacity as Health Minister. In which capacity is Arlene Foster there?
Well, this has caused some controversy, certainly with Sinn Féin. They have accused Arlene Foster of being in denial about the fact that she is no longer First Minister. The DUP hit back by saying that really they should check the law, and that although Arlene Foster is no longer officially First Minister, she does have the power to carry out certain duties, and it's in that capacity that she's in Cardiff today.
Will it be lively in Cardiff? Will it just be a standard discussion in Cardiff? What are we expecting to get? Because there's a much bigger picture in Cardiff than any angst between the DUP and Sinn Féin.
Well, yes, of course. Obviously, we're watching it because this is the first time that Arlene Foster and Michelle O'Neill will have met since Michelle O'Neill has assumed the position of Northern leader. So we will be interested in the chemistry between these two women. And obviously, given the fact that the DUP and Sinn Féin do not agree at all on Brexit. But the actual meeting itself is a meeting of the Joint Ministerial Committee. Now, this was the forum that was set up by the government during the whole, in the wake of the referendum. And the idea behind it is it gives the devolved administrations an opportunity to put their points on Brexit and how the negotiations should be carried out. So obviously, yes, this is the second time that Theresa May has actually attended a JMC, but also there will be Nicola Sturgeon for Scotland and Carwyn Jones for Wales and other members of the different principalities around the UK. So as a result, it is an opportunity for everybody to get their say. And obviously the difficulty for Northern Ireland is that we do not have an agreed position. Last year, the DUP and Sinn Féin, when they were still on speaking terms, managed to put together a joint letter that was sent to the Prime Minister. But really, other than that, there has been no joint position from the two parties.
And the outcome from the court last week basically suggesting that the devolved administrations had very little say in all of this.
That's right. Well, what it did say was that Parliament should vote. But no, there will be no input from the devolved administrations. And obviously that fired up Nicola Sturgeon even more. She said that will hurry us down the road towards another Scottish referendum. But really, yes, as far as any sort of direct input into what goes on in the government's thinking around Brexit, the JMC is the way to do it.
Well, we're not going to be holding our breath for anything to come out of today.
Well, it's hard to know, really, to be honest. I would have thought that it would be a lively enough meeting because the clock is ticking. Article 50 is going to be triggered at the end of March. And so there is an urgency about all of this. Certainly the last time there was a meeting involving Theresa May in Downing Street, Nicola Sturgeon, she was very animated about it all. And ironically, at that particular meeting, that was one of the times that we did see a more measured and more agreed approach from Arlene Foster and Martin McGuinness, who was then Deputy First Minister. Whether or not, given the contention and argument, the fact that we are in an election, whether or not we'll maintain today, it's very hard to know.
And just finally, the chemistry between, or the chemistry that doesn't exist, between Michelle O'Neill and Arlene Foster, will it be monitored much today?
Absolutely, of course, we'll be watching this. And it hasn't started out very well, obviously, with the two parties arguing about whether or not Arlene Foster should be there. But yes, of course, this is the first sort of really official meeting or event that has taken place where these two women will be attending. So yes, we will, of course, be watching it very closely indeed.
Okay, Tracy, with her eye on it, I thank you very much indeed. Our Deputy Political Editor, Tracy McGee.